Hi friends, this is Greg from Sierra Grande, Rio Negro, Argentina. Sorry I haven't checked in earlier. There's reasons for it. Things have been going quite well, but as I mentioned and knew before this trip, for one thing, we're coming down to southern Argentina, equivalent to Canada, in midwinter. And number two, there's all kinds of flus and viruses going around here. But we went to the city of Piedrabuena, spent time with leaders there, and then went on to the city of San Julian that I haven't been to in over 20 years. And that was actually great. The Lord led us to probably the most, I'd say, strategic people there. It's a younger couple who are both very, very smart, very wise, very open, and ready to do the next thing that God wants them to do, which is the main purpose of our ministries, to help people know for sure what is the next thing that God wants us to do. From the very beginning, sick people all around me, coughing, sick with all kinds of stuff. And it's like, okay, Lord, there's no way I can do all the things you want me to do if you don't protect me. And sure enough, the whole time I was protected, the whole time we were preaching, doing lots of services, and praying for hundreds of people. God was holding off all of that, any infection on me. But as you can tell from my voice, the day that we were done with Piedrabuena and San Julian, it all hit me. So then we had 2 or 3 days in our traveling and stopped and stayed with the family in Caleta Olivia, which is perfect timing, so that I could spend most of my time on my back just trying to recuperate. I had chills and here about 40-degree weather and a lot of winds. Pretty miserable. I feel a lot better today. So that's why I'm finally getting a message out to you. But yeah, it's been great, but kind of miserable at the same time. But I was warned of that from the beginning. And the Lord says this is going to be a trip of sacrifice. And now I understand why. So I know that's the time I needed most to communicate and say, hey, I'm sick with this. But it's the time when I just couldn't even lift my hand hardly or head. So appreciate those of you who are interceding, been listening, felt that there was things. I've got messages from different people. Are you okay? Because, well, you came to my mind. No, I wasn't okay, but I'm much better now. Thank you for praying and continue to pray for that. It's like both Yvonne and Luis, they've been sick since before I even got with them. And they're still, especially Luis, just coughing, coughing, coughing. So I guess that's the only positive of all of this. I'm definitely going to have immunity to everything that's going to move towards the northern hemisphere once the U.S. goes into winter. So now to sound a little more positive, as I said, we're in Sierra Grande, the two states, well, actually three, but the two big states. One of them is Santa Cruz and the other is Chubut. Those two are south of here. And in general, you hear a lot, there's no work here because a lot of things have left. A lot of petroleum stuff has left and moved to the state of Neuquén, where they've had a huge petroleum discovery. And Sierra Grande is one of the main hubs where they're sending the petroleum and the pipelines and other energy project here. So here you hear exactly opposite. Oh, there's all kinds of work here. I'm really happy to hear that because you don't usually don't hear that down here, which I think is part of the reason God has sent us to southern Argentina, is because there's a lot of kind of pain right now. People are more receptive when things aren't going that well. But once again, another couple, very different. The first couple in San Julian that we were connected to, we spent a lot of time talking to them just outside of the services because they really wanted to know exactly how to do everything well. The couple we're with here, they're actually a very, very committed, sweet couple that have committed their lives to this place. And it's a fairly small town, relatively, but they've been here for over 50 years now. So this is their jubilee year. So, and they said this is the first time they've had a non-native Spanish speaker come to their church to minister. So they're really honored that we're here. So God set this one all up too. So it's going to be good. And I'm looking forward to it. Wish I felt a little better, but please keep praying and pray that at least for the time whenever we're ministering to them, they will be as up as possible. I don't know the size exactly, but they're like one of the oldest churches here as opposed to the church of San Julian, which only had 10 years, but explosive growth. Here, I think they're still growing fairly rapidly, but they're one of the biggest churches because they've been around for so long. Anyway, just please pray that we are real clear on what we need to say to them, that God puts those words in our mouth and people are touched by God primarily, that His strong presence touches people and makes us a blessing to all of them. So we're here through this Monday and then we head back down to Trelew, where they've invited me. I didn't plan on really doing anything in Trelew, just kind of visiting a couple friends there Luis is from there while I was there, but now they want me to minister at their at by far the biggest church in Trelew and Rawson. So that's on Wednesday, and then I fly back to Buenos Aires on Thursday. I don't know if I'll get another message. I'll try to get another message out before I go back to Buenos Aires, if not in Buenos Aires. But thank you for covering me. Thanks for listening to this message. So you know some more details. Once again, my apologies for not getting something out a little sooner. At least now you know in general what's been going on here. God is definitely moving, for sure. Bless you all, and I'll get a message to you again soon.